social media pages to find all the dates coming to you in Ontario, Manitoba, Alberta, BC through May and June. But for us closer to the station here, we have on May 1st, they'll be playing in Kitchener, May 2nd in Guelph here, then May 3rd in Owen Sound. And then we're skipping to the end of June, June 28th. I think that's pretty much Pride weekend. That's in Toronto. I didn't get any of the venues from the post that I looked at. So if you're interested, and I would definitely recommend seeing them. I've seen them now, I don't know how many times, two or three. They're just a fantastic duo to dance and let loose and be in a safe, non-judgmental space to be goofy and stuff while you dance. And they're amazing music too, as you will hear very soon. And that starts now. But here is Let's Go by Moonbeam to start our second grand set here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope.
I'm Se me chorrean las tetas. Ay, qué dulce el mar. Se me chorrea, se me chorrea.
For that grand set, we begin with Moonbeam with their latest single, Let's Go. Again, they're going on a Canada-wide tour in May and June. First coming to Kitchener, Guelph, and Owen Sound May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, respectively. Then going through Manitoba, Alberta, and BC. There and back. And then June 28th in Toronto. Look to their social media pages for the exact venues that they will be playing at. Then we have Ben McCarthy playing another song off of their upcoming new album, Decorative Arts 2, to be released. Let me just check. To the now released album, just released this past Friday on Imaginary North. We heard the track called Inlet Acid Walk. We have a live show that Ben will be performing at in Toronto that I'll be performing at as well. Let me get into it. It is presented by Imaginary North, the newest edition of Ambient Afternoon. It is on Sunday, April 27th at Standard Time, 165 Gary Avenue. That is G-E-A-R-Y. Avenue on the second floor. It is going to be Hear Music by Ben McCarthy. It is their tape release show. Colin Fisher, myself, and my bestie Danny as Pearson Walls, the duo, Spooky Fish, and Yo-Yo. This event, this ambient afternoon, takes place between 3:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. It is free up until 6 p.m., and then afterwards, it'll be $10 for admission. I'm very excited to be attending, as well as partaking in the musicking of performing with Danny again in our duo project of Pearson Walls, and to celebrate Ben McCarthy's new album with his tape release show. Continuing on with our grand set, we heard a new single by Lito Pimienta, the Colombian-Canadian artist. It's their lead single off the newly announced album, La Belleza. La Belleza, meaning the beauty in Spanish. The single is called Mango. La Belleza is the first new album in 5 years after Lito released the acclaimed album Miss Columbia. It'll be releasing on May 16th on Anti Records. And also a nice fact, it is co-produced by Owen Pallett. Another new single we heard after Lito Pimienta by Stereolab this time. This is the English-French avant-pop band. They are releasing a new album very soon. It's their first studio album since 2010, since their album Not Music. It's going to be called Instant Holograms on Metal Film, to be released on the 23rd of May of this year, so next month. And it's based on the song we just heard. I'm very excited. The single is called Aerial Troubles, and I love it. I love it. So I'm excited for this album. And you probably noticed I did add a fifth track, and it comes in because I was listening actually like a few days ago to Spotify, because I was listening to the new Stereolab single. Then I let Spotify do its thing, and I came across this trio called LA Witch. It is a US garage rock trio formed in LA in 2011. Their music being described as a mix of psych folk, lo-fi blues, and garage rock drones seeping in surf reverb. They just released an album back earlier this month called Dog God. That's all one word, on Suicide Squeeze Records. The track I like the most off the album that I listened to, the track was called The Lines. to end off today's session, we have Men I Trust, because they released their first live album of this year, one of two, called Equis Asinus. I've listened to it through. It is a little different from the music I've heard from them. It is worth listening to the album a few times to get the newer vibe of it, but I'm into the, I feel like it's on the calmer, chiller side of what they've done before, I feel. It's not as much extra stuff. It's like the core essence, I think. That's what my sense is. Again, Men I Trust are playing very soon in Toronto, July 24th, 25th, and 26th at History for their Equis tour. And hope you can get to see them, because I'm very excited for me to see them. The track will be listening off Equis Asinus by Men I Trust today. The end of our session is called The Landkeeper. This has been the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, online at CFRU.ca and Mixcloud, and syndicating across the lands. Keep informed with this award-winning show on Facebook, Instagram, and Blue Sky at SMK Observes. I have been your guardian overseer, Nicholas Cooper. Until the next we behold, look inward and beyond.
Instead of sowing seeds.